there you are. Did you give the dean my message?
Yes, my lord.
I bet he was pleased. What did he say?
He said he'd come round immediately.
Oh, to thank me, of course.
No, to cut the tree down.
Well, he isn't wasting much time, is he? What's the hurry?
He said he wouldn't risk you changing your mind again.
My lord, I think we've got everything here.
You certainly look as if you have, Dean. I've never seen such a large saw in my life.
May we go out through the French windows, Bishop?
Yes, of course, madam, of course. Now, I'll be looking at the tree, Dean, to see the best way to tackle it.
Oh, don't worry, my lord. I will make the decision.
Lionel is an expert, Bishop.
Yes, so you said before, madam. Oh, well, let me carry the rope for you, then.
Yes, and may I take your tool bag, madam?
Oh, thank you.
No! You must both stay in here.
What? Can't I go out into my own garden?
I'm sorry, my lord, but in the interest of safety, I cannot permit the presence of supernumeraries.
Come along, Lionel.
Yes, coming, Grace.
Dean.
My lord.
Dean, didn't my chaplain tell you that I've also agreed to preach for you on Sunday?
Yes, my lord.
And that I have persuaded the archdeacon to cancel his football match?
Yes, my lord.
Then isn't there something that you've forgotten?
Oh, indeed, yes. And thank you for reminding me, my lord. Here you are.
Ah, a little note. How charming.
It's nothing, my lord. Just the bill for a new mirror blade. Please let me have your check as soon as possible.
Oh, now, come on, Dean. Get on with this. Oh, but Dean, look here.
No, my lord. Look, careful. Remember your invitation to Windsor. I thought you wanted someone to jog their memories.
Yes, I do, Newt. But seeing the Dean again, I realize he's not the man to do it. Can you imagine anyone accepting his recommendation? Especially after they've heard his sermon. Look at him out there, standing on that branch, telling his poor wife what to do. Oh, think of what the Queen will have to suffer on Sunday.
He's not standing on a branch, surely.
Yes, he is standing up there holding forth, looking like John Knox. Oh, just like he does in his sermons.
Oh, which one?
Any of them, they're all the same. Except the one on the reunion of the Methodists, that's quite the worst.
But which branch?
Oh, the main one, look.
But it's rotten, it won't stand it.
Well, that's his lookout. He's supposed to be the expert.
But if he falls, he'll hurt himself. We can't stand by and let him hurt himself.
No, Newt, I suppose we can't.
Oh, it'd be dreadful. I mean, he wouldn't be able to go to Windsor or anything.
Yes, you're right. I hadn't thought of that.
Then do let's go and warn him, my lord.
No, Newt, on no account. My loyalty wouldn't let me.
Loyalty? What loyalty?
Loyalty to the Queen, Newt. If I can save Her Majesty from 45 minutes of boredom by letting nature take its course, I shall consider my duty done.
But my lord... I think nature has taken its course.
Yes, Newt, and by the sound of it, God has saved the Queen. Oh, sorry, Dean. I was only trying to put a pillow under it for support. Yes. How's that?
Higher.
Yes.
Higher?
Yes.
Right.
No,
not like that.
Oh, I'm sorry. No. How's that?
No! Yes, not that high. Please be more careful.
Don't touch it.
Don't touch it. Now leave my foot alone. Where's Grace?
Gone to get transport.
Well, isn't she back yet? Why is everyone so incompetent?
Here we are, Dean. A nice cup of tea for you.
Oh, thank you, Newt.
I'm sure it'll make you feel better.
Very considerate of you.
What's wrong? What's wrong? The pillow again? Let me take it away.
No, put it back.
What is it, Dean?
The tea. It's got sugar in it.
Well, yes, Dean. I put it in for the shock.
It was certainly that. Now, take it away. Where's Grace? I want Grace.
Here I am, Lionel.
Yes, well, have you got transport?
Yes, I've got two vergers to carry you home.
Well, where are they?
In the hall.
What's the good of leaving them there? Bring them in at once. I want to go home.
Very well, Lionel. Will you come in, please? Dean.
Gentlemen, please be careful.
Stay in it the whole weekend.
Yes. Well, don't stand there chatting, Grace. I want to go home.
Of course. Will you take the dean into the deanery, please?
And please be careful. You must be careful. I said be careful, didn't you? Hear me? Why is everyone so
Isn't that odd, my lord?
What, Newt?
Well, it seems that there are people in whom suffering doesn't bring out the best.
Oh, Bishop, one moment.
Yes, madam?
I have a problem, and I don't want to worry poor Lionel with it. I wonder, would you help?
Oh, of course, madam. What is it?
Well, when I telephoned Windsor just now to say Lionel would have to disappoint them, they asked if I knew anyone who could take his place.
Did they, indeed?
Yes, and I wondered if you could make a suggestion.
Madam, I should be delighted.
You know someone suitable?
We know someone eminently suitable, don't we, Newcastle?
Oh, eminently, my lord.
I can assure you, madam, you can leave it entirely to me.
There you are, Boot. How are you getting on?
I just packed your robes and mitre, my lord.
Well done, well done. Put this suitcase on the desk, will you?
Yes, my... Oh, what a lovely new suitcase. It's real Hyde, isn't it? Have you bought it specially?
No, of course I haven't, of course I haven't. No, I've needed a new one for a long time. Now, have you ordered the taxi?
Yes, it should be here any minute.
Have you got my ticket?
Here, my lord. Now, when you get to London, you go to Waterloo, and your train leaves from number 2 platform at 4:30. And Mrs. Pugh Critchley said the arrangement is you'll be met at Windsor Station.
Ah, good. Now, what's this magazine? The Horse and Hounds?
The Archdeacon brought it. He said it would help with conversation.
Oh, very important. Yes, I'll put it in my case, and I'll read it up on the train.
Yes, then, my lord.
Now, you told him he could hold his football match after all, did
yes,
you?
Yes, he was very... Crikey, Moses.
What's the matter?
Isn't this a new dressing gown?
Well, yes. Do you like it?
Yes, but it's silk.
Well, yes, you see, Newt, I thought it'd be lighter for traffic.
And these pyjamas, they're new.
Well, yes, as a matter of fact, they are.
And they're silk, too. And new slippers, and a new towel, a new sponge bag, new soap. Everything's new.
Yes, well, you see, Newt, you never know who you might meet on the landing.
Yes, of course, my lord. Oh, I do wish I was coming with you.
Oh, never mind, Newt. They may ask me to bring my chaplain next time.
Next time? Do you think you'll be asked back?
A welcome guest is always asked back, Newt. Now, have I got everything?
Well, there's this, my lord. Mrs. Pugh Critchley brought it round for you.
What on earth is that enormous wad of paper?
The Dean's sermon on reunion. He thought you might find a use for it.
Oh, did he? Well, I can't think what other than to fill this waste paper basket, Newt. I've written my own sermon on that subject, Newt. One of my finest efforts, and I can tell you that I take an entirely opposite view from the Dean.
Ah, that'll be the tax.
Right. Hurry up with the cases.
Right.
Now, look, I should be back after lunch tomorrow, Newt. Now, are you sure that I have everything?
Yes, but... That is,
What have you forgotten?
Only this, my lord.
What's that?
My autograph book, in case you happen to meet Princess Anne.
Oh. No.
Come in, my lord.
I'm back.
Did you get it?
Get what, Loot?
Princess Anne's autograph.
No, Loot, I did not.
Didn't you meet her?
No, Loot.
Oh, how disappointing. You're back very early, my lord. Didn't you stay for lunch?
No, Loot, I wasn't invited.
Oh, is that because they're economizing?
No. I've no idea, Loot, but all I know is I need a glass of sherry.
Right, my lord. That is, do you think you should? I mean, after all that wine and high living last night.
I didn't have any wine, Loot.
Then what did you drink?
Water.
Water? It sounds as though they must be feeling the pinch.
Oh.
Do tell me what happened, my lord. You arrived at Windsor Station, and you were met...
Yes, Newt.
Was it a Rolls or one of the Humbers?
Neither. It was a motor bicycle and sidecar.
They certainly are economizing.
Sidecars, Newt, are a very inconvenient mode of transport.
But it's not far to the castle.
We didn't go to the castle, Newt.
Didn't you?
No. It seems we were mistaken. The Dean was not invited by Her Majesty after all.
Then who did invite him?
The people with whom I spent last night and to whom I preached this morning. The Windsor Methodists, Newt.
How dreadful.
Yes, it was, Newt, of course. They're very nice people, but I can't say that I enjoyed the experience.
You didn't preach your sermon, did you? Not the one against reunion.
Well, there was no choice. I only had one.
Oh, dear, they can't have enjoyed it much.
I don't think they noticed somehow, Newt. They were too busy looking at my mitre.
My lord, what a grim experience for you.
Oh, it was, Luther, not helped by meeting the Bishop of Barming coming home on the train.
Where had he been?
To Windsor Castle.
Wasn't he sympathetic?
No, he seemed to find it funny, Luther. Can't think why. Extraordinary fellow. I rather liked him when we met before.
Bishop!
Ah, Henry, what's the matter?
Archdeacon, what is it?
It's time for kick-off.
Oh, no, Henry, I'm terribly sorry, but I don't feel much like watching football this afternoon.
But you can't let us down, Bishop.
No, my lord, think of the clergy also.
No, no, I'm sorry, Henry, I really couldn't fix it. Oh, see who that is, will you?
Right, my lord. The Palace and Dogs? Who? Oh. Yes. Yes, right. I'll tell his lordship. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Who was it, Newt?
Windsor Castle, my lord. The Queen's private secretary.
What? What do you want?
It seems the Bishop of Barming has just telephoned him, and he was ringing to say you'll be receiving an invitation.
To Windsor?
No, to Sandringham. You're to be invited to go and stay for a few days.
What? Henry, did you hear that?
Congratulations, Bishop.
Yes, my lord. And you will get Princess Anne's autograph for me, won't you?
Yes, Newt, I will. And I'll even get a hoof print of Dublin, too.
Oh, thank you, my lord.
Now, come on, or we shall all be late for the game.
Game? But I thought you didn't feel like...
Oh, well, I do now, Newt. Have you got everything, Henry?
I think so, Bishop.
I hope you've got some shin pads, Archdeacon.
Shin pads? No.
Well, you'll need them with those choir boys.
Oh, my word, you certainly will, Henry, or you'll get yourself kicked to pieces.
Well, have you got any, Bishop?
No. Oh, I've got something that'll do. Hand me the waste paper basket, Newt.
There you are, my lord. What do you want it for?
This, Newt. The Dean's Sermon on Methodist Reunion. Now, come along, Newt. You have half, I'll have half. We'll stuff him down his stockings. Right.
Of All Gas and Gaiters, the parts are played as follows. The Archdeacon, Robertson Hare, the Bishop, William Mervyn, the Dean, John Barron, the Chaplain, Jonathan Cecil, Mrs. Pugh Critchley, Joan Sanderson. The Bishop Shows His Loyalty was written for television and adapted to radio by Pauline Devaney and Edwin Apps. The programme was produced by John Dias.